Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's rich cultural heritage, four traditional products from Jharkhand have just received the prestigious geographical indication, or GI, tag, an occasion that not only celebrates the state's tribal craft traditions but also underscores the importance of intellectual property rights in protecting our unique cultural assets. What makes this significant is that these four products, Bhagia silk, Kuchai silk, Munda tribal jewelry, and Jharkhand bamboo craft, reflect Jharkhand's diverse and vibrant tribal culture, and the GI status gives them a legal protection and a marketable identity that can be leveraged to promote and preserve these traditional crafts. Building on this, it is worth noting that the registration of these products was facilitated by NABARD, the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, which plays a crucial role in supporting rural development and tribal livelihoods. First, let's delve into what a geographical indication is. A GI is distinct from a trademark. While a trademark identifies the source or owner of a brand, a GI links a product to a place of origin and is a collective right of producers from that region. This means that only genuine producers from the registered region can use the GI tag, ensuring the authenticity and quality of the product. Crucially, this distinction is essential in understanding how GI protection works and its implications for traditional products. Now, let us analyze the impact of GI tags on these traditional products. Protecting authenticity is a key benefit. With GI status, the misappropriation of a product's name and identity is prevented, ensuring that only genuine producers from the region can use the GI tag. What does this mean for the producers? It means they can command a market premium for their products, as consumers are willing to pay more for authenticated and high-quality products. And here is something that surprises many students: GI protection also supports tribal economic empowerment, particularly for products rooted in tribal communities like Munda jewelry, as it links to the vocal for local agenda and rural development. The way forward, beyond registration, is post-GI support. This includes marketing, e-commerce linkages, quality control, and the collectivization of producers, so that the legal tag translates into real and sustained income gains for artisans. But why does this matter? It matters because, without proper support, the GI tag may not yield the desired benefits for the producers, and the products may not reach their full potential in the market. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The four Jharkhand GI products are Bhagia silk from Godda, Kuchai silk from Saraikela Kharsawa, Munda tribal jewelry, and Jharkhand bamboo craft. The registration was facilitated by NABARD on 14th June 2026. The Geographical Indications of Goods Act, 1999, is the framework that governs GI registration in India, and it is based on the WTO TRIPS agreement. The GI registry is located in Chennai, and the validity period of a GI tag is 10 years, renewable. Note this carefully: the first Indian GI was Darjeeling Tea. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers art and culture, traditional crafts, and tribal heritage, as well as India's cultural diversity. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2 and 3, which cover polity and economy, intellectual property, and rural and tribal livelihoods. For prelims, remember the four Jharkhand products: the GI of Goods Act 1999, the GI registry at Chennai, and the validity period of a GI tag. In conclusion, the GI tags for Jharkhand's traditional products mark a significant step towards preserving India's cultural heritage and promoting tribal livelihoods, highlighting the importance of intellectual property rights in protecting our unique cultural assets and promoting sustainable development. This development underscores the need for a nuanced understanding of the GI framework and its role in promoting cultural diversity and economic empowerment.